And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ talking Rock Ridge High School wrestling this week on the Rock Ridge High School Sports Spotlight with junior state qualifier Thomas Sowards at 157 pounds. So Thomas, we'll just start. What was the kind of emotion like for you getting to advance past the sectional round this past weekend, knowing you're going to be competing at state this year?
Yeah, it was a great feeling. I went into the tournament thinking I was going to do fairly well, and I ended up losing my very first match, and I knew I had to wrestle tough, like wrestle back, and ended up wrestling back and got all the way to the third and fourth place match, and then won the third and fourth place match. So it was a pretty good feeling knowing that I qualified. So
yeah, so I mean, how challenging is it? Like you said, you dropped your first match, and then knowing basically from that point on you couldn't lose again to be able to move on to state. You got back to the third and fourth place match, like you said. So what were some of the keys for you after dropping that first match, both, you know, kind of physically like on the mat, but also mentally to refocus and be able to, you know, compete well enough the rest of the way to get yourself to state?
Right. I just got like mentally ready for each of my matches and just knowing that it's all or nothing. I got to go out there and I got to win. And if I win, I keep wrestling. If I lose, I'm done. And I think that really helped me, and went out there and I wrestled tough all my last matches and ended up winning. So,
and so your career at the high school level, a state qualifier as a freshman, missed out on the state experience last season as a sophomore. So I guess we'll start, you know, going from last year to this year. I mean, how much motivation did that provide you with, kind of missing out on that experience last year to try to hopefully get back there this year?
Yeah, that was a lot last year. Like, I lost in the match to go to the state tournament last year at sectionals. And then I pretty much told myself that I got to make it again next year and hopefully I can place this year. And I did a lot of summer stuff, and it's helped me a lot this year and going into this year. And I knew I was ready for this year.
Well, as I said, you know, you were able to qualify for the state finals as a freshman. So just as you look back a couple of years ago, what maybe are you able to take away from that experience, knowing you've got to kind of get the experience of competing on the state stage? What are you able to take away from that and maybe apply it to what you're going to try to do this year?
Right, yeah, like it's a big thing, like going down there, and I know it's a lot mentally for a lot of the kids, and going down there and having that experience down there is a big thing. Like, I know I've wrestled on the state floor and warmed up with all the kids that are down there and everything. So it's like big that I have that experience going down there and wrestling for this year.
You get to advance to state with two of your teammates as well. So what does that mean, knowing you got a couple of, you know, teammates that you've competed with, you know, all year long, able to go with them and compete on the state stage with two of your teammates?
Yeah, that's always like really makes it a lot better going down there with your teammates. Makes it more fun, and you have partners to practice with and everything. And it's just better, makes it a better experience overall.
And for you, I mean, when you look at your season overall, I think that the record for you 39-7. So what have been the biggest keys, you know, just overall this season for you to have the type of year you've had as a junior?
Just trying to be a very active like wrestler in general. I'm a very like laid back and more of a defensive wrestler, but trying to work a more offensive type of style this year, and it's worked out for me so far. And then I have a couple of my matches where I just don't wrestle very good and then I end up losing. But other than that, yeah, it's been a little bit different than this year than I have been the last couple of years. So, yeah.
We're talking with Rock Ridge junior Thomas Sowards, a state qualifier at 157 pounds. Coming up this weekend, he'll compete down in Champaign. Last thing with you, Thomas, just looking ahead to this weekend, just the expectations and maybe goals you have as you wrap up your junior season at Rock Ridge. What do you want to accomplish this weekend?
I'd love to get down there and place and go into Saturday and get a spot on the podium is my ultimate goal for this weekend.
All right, Thomas Sowards, Rock Ridge junior state qualifier at 157 pounds, joining us on WRMJ. Thomas, appreciate the time, man, and good luck this weekend. Have a good time down there.
Yep, thank you.
All right, I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.